The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do, Jalen?
Give the people what they
want. We have Michael Jeffrey Jordan entering the world of NASCAR. We have the Nuggets and the Lakers game three tonight, but we start with where week two ended in the NFL, and that is with the Las Vegas Raiders beating the New Orleans Saints in an upset. Jalen, how impressive was this Raiders offense?
Shout to the Raiders. And you know, we have our open invite from the owner and John Gruden to take the show there and represent, get some behind the scenes of what it makes what it takes to make a 2-0 team tick. When they signed John Gruden to that big check, a lot of responsibilities came with that. When you give your coach $100 million, you have to build something. And they did that via the draft. Jacobs is balling. Mm-hmm. Bell Kyle running back, able to catch it out of the backfield. He's been terrific. Their tight end Waller's been terrific. They got young pieces that they can now build around. Derek Carr's still the same quarterback. He's healthy. Still the same quarterback. And he's looking a lot better. So shout to the Raiders for being 2-0.
Well, there was some focus on the Raiders opening their stadium with the win against the Saints, but a lot of the focus today, and rightfully so, is on the play of one Drew Brees. He looked okay in a win against the Bucs in week one, but he did not look like himself at all against this Raiders team last night. Jalen, what do you think about Drew Brees sputtering out of the gates here in 2020?
So the last couple of seasons, I saw Drew Brees lose, I guess, the velocity on his fastball and throwing the football. Mm-hmm. It do look like it's some lollipops every now and then, but that's what happens when you're in your 40s. But you know what else happens when you get a little older? You get used to your security blankets. And you know what wasn't there yesterday? Michael Thomas. And he only caught 147 footballs. So I am not going to panic about Drew Brees and his inability to be productive consistently against the Raiders. But I have seen some decline in him as a quarterback, which is why their roster carries three of them in case there's an issue with a 40-year-old quarterback at some point of this season.
Yes, we all watched Teddy Bridgewater step in last year and do great with that Sean Payton-led offense. But one thing I am going to say is this, is while I'm not going to overreact in week two about Drew Brees' performance and start looking at Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill to take over, if I'm wearing a winter coat and my kids' Halloween costumes are in the trash and he's still playing like this, I will start looking at Jameis Winston. If you start thinking about who's coming over for Thanksgiving and what you're going to cook, I will start looking at Drew Brees if this continues and say perhaps he should transition to the next phase of his career, which is not playing football. But in week two, I'm not going to overreact just like you. You did briefly mention Waller, who deserves a lot of flowers today on this Tuesday. If you don't know his story, he battled addiction, got back on the field, and not just on the field, he was thriving last night at the tight end position. What do you think about his 12 receptions last night?
See, these are the type of decisions you make as an organization that ultimately, when you believe in a young man and it pays off to where his decision making can meet up with his talent, now you have something special that becomes a diamond in the rough that you can now build around. His ability to not only catch 12 footballs, Jacoby, but at a very as a very young player, the maturity that he and Jacobs have shown me is really impressive. How they bring it down after down. Because they're relying heavily on those two guys, and they're delivering.
I also want to say this before we move on. The stadium looked dope. The stadium looked dope. I can't lie. No fans in there.
We going.
It just looked cool.
We going.
It just looked cool. The sunlight coming in, that big torch thing at the end, it looked mean. It fit the Raiders franchise in a way that I really, really enjoyed with all of the black I saw in the stadium.
David Jacoby. I got John Gruden's numbers in my phone, and we have an open invite to go give the people what they want in Vegas.
Jalen, I would love to go to Vegas, but I'm not going to Vegas unless someone sticks me with a vaccine because I can't socially distance when I get there. I can't stay out the bars and casinos. I can't handle myself when I get there. So until someone sticks me in the arm with a vaccine, I'm not taking up that very gracious invite from Coach Gruden. Moving on to tonight's game three in the Western Conference Finals between the Lakers and the Nuggets. The Nuggets are looking to come back in a series as they have all year long. What is the key to the Nuggets getting back in this series?
Super teams in the NBA currently don't exist once KD left the Warriors. And this year has been dominated by the conversation as it relates to dynamic duos. Yep. And the Lakers have two all-NBA performers in LeBron James and Anthony Davis who just made a game-winning three-point shot. The Nuggets has an all-NBA performer in Jokic. They need Jamal Murray to be dominant if they're going to win a game. He's got to give him a 35 game, Jacoby, where he's really efficient. He's making threes. He's pulling out the bow and arrow because now all of a sudden that really changes the dynamic of their offensive attack. And I know how much you love this dynamic duo. Murray has the potential. He's shown it in these playoffs. He has to have a big game unless they're going to go down 3-0.
It feels like Murray led this team against the Jazz in round one. Do you remember all those points he was putting up, those nights, going back and forth with Donovan Mitchell? And I said to myself, wow, I really thought this Nuggets team would go as far as Jokic could carry them, but perhaps it is Murray who's going to carry them this season through the playoffs. Then they played the Clippers. And then Murray's performances were going up and down and up and down. Against these Lakers team, he hasn't been that scorer that he was against the Jazz. They will need that kind of contribution because me and you both know, you know what Jokic is going to do. Jokic's going to flirt with a 30-10-10 triple-double. It's going to be that. It might be 28, 8-7. It might be 36, 14-7.
Those big numbers.
It's going to be right around 30-10-10. It's consistent, too. It's very consistent. But Murray, he scores 50 sometimes. He scores 15 sometimes. He needs to show up in this series. But one thing about these Nuggets is you just can't count them out. You really cannot. And you know, I've been focused on this Lakers team that I picked to win the championship before the season started. And one of the questions we had is going into the bubble, into these playoffs, was who's going to be the number three? Like, who's going to be that third person on the Lakers that they can rely on? And we talked about Danny Green, and we talked about KCP, and we talked a lot about Kyle Kuzma. But you know what? We've identified who the number three sort of performer is on the Lakers, and it's playoff Rondo. Rajon Rondo, after the hand injury healed, he came into the bubble, he quarantined, he got onto the floor, and look at how he's performed versus his regular season numbers. Rondo has been so good here in these playoffs because especially when LeBron James sits, and LeBron James has played less minutes than he's normally asked to in these playoffs. A lot of that has to do with the way that Rondo can run the floor and create offense. When LeBron James is on the floor during the regular season, it just looked like they didn't know what to do. They would kind of give it to somebody to dump it into Anthony Davis for him to go isolation. But with Rondo running the offense, it looks much more fluid. They share the ball. And again, you see the way that he kicks up his performance coming off an injury, mind you, between the regular season and the playoffs. I've been so impressed by Rondo that he's making up for some of the not performing up to expectations from Kuzma and from Green and from KCP who have been up and down from game to game. Now, Jalen. There's something else I want to talk to you about. And it's the play of Anthony Davis and LeBron James. They are so good and so consistent that you can just mark them down for between 50 and 60 points every night. But you pointed out something about LeBron. It seems like he picks his spots. Detail what you mean by that.
Well, he's at an advanced stage of his career, in his 17th season, 35 years of age, and he has a young thoroughbred that he can lean on that he's been doing basically all season that led the squad in points, rebounds, blocks, and steals, and just made a game-winning three in a playoff game. That's Anthony Davis. This is why you want him to join you in Los Angeles. Last year, LeBron got hurt late, and they didn't make the playoffs. This year, they're going to win the championship. That dynamic duel is that good. So LeBron does not have to go 35 minutes and try to score 40 points every game. It's, oh, they need me in the first quarter. Oh, they need me in the first half. Oh, they need it in the third quarter. And so now that he's able to pick his spots, you have KCP double-figure game. Kuzma, double-figure game. Danny Green, double-figure game. You talked about Rajon Rondo and his contributions, Caruso and his contributions. As long as both of those guys are getting me around 60, it allows one of those other guys that you just highlighted to have a good game and put them over the top.
As I was watching game two, and I saw LeBron had 20, not just in the first half. He had 20 with like 5 minutes to go in the first half. And I said, ooh, we're going to get one of those 40-point performances from LeBron James. We're going to get one of those triple-doubles, 35, like 11 and 11 from LeBron James. LeBron James is like, nope, I'll be load managing in the second half. LeBron, he load manages. He just does it in game. He's like, oh, yeah, y'all got my 20 in the first half. I'm going to let AD carry the second half, and I'll be fresh for game three. That is how he
does.
That's
a vet.
And I do want to say one thing. Seasoned
vet.
I want to say one thing about Alex Caruso is I'm not going to sit here and celebrate him like he is going to be the next Michael Jordan the way that other people do, because they just do that because of his hair. If Alex Caruso had Pat Connaughton's hair, we would not be talking about him the same way. I believe it's unfair the way that he gets celebrated. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he is follically challenged. Alex Caruso, I respect you so much that I'm not going to act like you are going to be an all-star next year just because of your hairline. Jalen, I know hairlines are very important to you. What do you think of that?
You and I both know for national consumption, we'll talk a lot about guys and their mustaches and stuff like that. So I appreciate what you're saying about Caruso. I'll just leave it at that.
Jalen, we now have some big news in the world of NASCAR. Michael Jordan and Danny Hamlin are forming a single car NASCAR team, and that car will be driven by Bubba Wallace. What is the significance of this news for the sport of NASCAR?
Two words that I've been using really frequent as we've been talking about the fight for social justice. Field position, Jacoby. You got to be the greatest basketball player of all time as a black guy to own a team. You now take that money and NASCAR, who now decided that they're not going to fly Confederate flags. I guess we should congratulate them. Now you buy a team. You and your partner, of course, you're going to hire the only black driver. Let me see. How many black drivers? Oh, the only black driver in Bubba Wallace, right? And so I'm very happy that Michael Jordan's in a position to continue to get some reparations and some field position for black people and using his money to do so.
It is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, I know you care a lot about wings. You order wings pretty much every time I go to eat with you. And there is a new type of wing on the market. Peanut butter and jelly wings. Your thoughts as a wing analyst.
I like peanut butter and jelly, but not with my wings. That sounds like my stomach gonna be hurting. I don't do really good with the sugar and the jelly, period. No, I'm good. I want to keep those relationships separate. I don't think we should mix the two.
Peanut butter and jelly is great. Wings are great. Let's not mix the two. Milk is great. Whiskey is great. We don't mix the two. That's all I have to say about that. And Jalen, I look forward to eating some of your lemon.
But I will try them, though. Hey, yo, send me some of those. South Seaport, New York City. Please send me some of those. Well done.
Are you just asking for some free wings? This is just go to break. Just go.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
It's a new day on ESPN Radio with new voices that have big things to say. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
That's how you build a winning culture.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz.
You are like the Einstein of life.
Reading.
How ridiculously good was that?
The Max Kellerman Show.
Why not get out in front of it?
And Janaean Golick Jr.
I knew we were destined for greatness
all day, every day.
Big names. New voices.
It is time to go to work.
Real talk. Weekdays on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and smart speakers everywhere.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for the segment where Jalen decides what we discuss. It is. Keep it moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. We start with this. NBA executives have come together and decided who the best player in the league is under 25, and they picked Luka Doncic. To me, it is Doncic in a landslide. My question for you is, looking at this list, who is your number two?
Well, first and foremost, looking at this list of terrific performers 25 and under just acknowledges for me the league is in great shape moving forward, because all of those guys are franchise max caliber players and quality human beings. Each one of them, Jacoby. And I agree with you. Luka Doncic is the number one choice. Number two choice for me is Jason Tatum. But I like what I'm seeing from Donovan Mitchell. I think he and Booker are kind of rounding it out. You can't overstate what Ja Morant meant to Memphis. Like, these are all franchise players. And so just think about it. Zion went number one and didn't win Rookie of the Year. And they didn't make the playoffs. And he's still a fantastic prospect. The league is in good hands moving forward with all of those guys.
Absolutely. I would probably pick Tatum as well because of what he can do on the defensive end. But can't go wrong with any of those players. Moving on, NFL coaches are all a lot of them are $100,000 lighter in the pocket. Would you like to know why? Keep moving.
Everybody trying to adjust to being at work while wearing a mask at the same time. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Wear your mask, gentlemen.
As Mike Tyson heads into an exhibition fight against Roy Jones Jr., his trainer has his sights set on some other fighters. We always talk about Mike Tyson because it allows us to run some footage of Mike Tyson hitting some pads, and it always looks vicious. Oh, I love it so much. His trainer says that he could fight Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, and Deontay Wilder. Jalen, do you think his trainer is just hyping him up, or do you think this is an actual, you know, possible thing that could happen?
I'm gonna keep saying this. As someone I consider a friend, and as a huge Mike Tyson fan, the legend, the icon, this is the happiest I've seen him, Jacoby, in 20 years. And it makes me feel so good to see him, my brother, living his best life. It makes me feel so good. And I agree with his trainer. He could actually hang, because you give a puncher's chance to one of the greatest punchers of all time. But guess what? I don't want to see my friend taking shots from anybody, especially if they fit 20 years younger than him.
I don't want to see that either. Mike Tyson, look forward to you seeing you fight Roy Jones Jr. I do not look forward to seeing you fight any of those three men that I mentioned earlier. Moving on, we have an update on the Robert Kraft case. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
We know what he did. We know that, you know, keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
Jackson State has a new head football coach. You
hit
might recognize.
Breaks.
Keep moving to hit the brakes. Deion Sanders has been hired by Jackson State University as the head coach. What are your expectations for his leadership style?
My expectation is I'm about to be rocking a lot of Jackson State gear and representing for Primal Fear, because I'm happy for him. He's going to put on at the HBCU. He's going to make it attractive for people with his resume to want to go coach there, prospects to want to go play at HBCUs. We hear some talking about it, and we saw a couple of NBA prospects out of high school sign on to do it, and a couple of them considering it, but Deion did it, and I'm really happy for my brother. I'll hit him up to get him on the show to talk about it.
Shout out to Deion Sanders. Moving on, we have the results of Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes. Yes, 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 yes. The Lightning defeated the Stars in Game 2 to even up the series at 1-1. Usually I watch every single one of the Stanley Cup Finals games, but you know what? I missed these first two. I'm going to dial in. I'm going to now focus in on the Stanley Cup Finals moving forward between the Lightning and the Stars. Your thoughts, Jalen? You with me?
I just wanted to give hockey some love. National television, they're in the playoffs during a pandemic, sacrificing in many bubbles and doing what they got to do to put on for their organizations and their families. So I just wanted to give them a salute.
Jalen, people are buying flights to nowhere. Keep it moving or hit the
brakes? Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
In the middle of a pandemic, in 10 minutes, Qantas Airlines offered Australian airline offered 7-hour flights to nowhere. Again, 7-hour flights that go in a big circle. Jalen, you fly all the time. Why would anyone do this during a pandemic?
This is a duality, because it's a waste of time and money. That's how I feel about this.
It really is. It really is. And it's dangerous. I wear a hazmat suit, an N95 mask, and a face shield when I get on a plane. Why would I want to do that for 7 hours? Who is buying this? Who misses the art of flying so much that they want to fly in a circle for 7 hours? If it was 45 minutes,
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Maybe. No chance is anyone ever doing that. I can't believe this is real. We need to get research on this. We'll be right back with more. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. WNBA playoffs continue tonight from the bubble. We have the Sun going up against the Aces in Game 2, and then in the nightcap at 9 p.m. on
ESPN2.
Brianna
gets buckets.
You get the Lynx against the Storm. And don't forget, you're watching Jalen and Jacoby on television, but we always have exclusive content on the podcast. Subscribe, download, rate, and review the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Every Tuesday, we will take in all the information from the entire week in the NFL and break it down into Tuesday's takeaways. Jalen, what is your takeaway this Tuesday?
Put that tweet up there. Put that tweet up there. Please put that tweet up there. Please put that tweet up on the screen. So let me get this right. It took until July for Cam Newton to get an NFL quarterbacking job. And not only when he got one, all of these dudes made more bread than him to play the same position, including Nathan Peterman. Did that take place? And then all of a sudden, Cam Newton scores a couple of rushing touchdowns the first weekend. And then he is a chameleon the second weekend and throws for almost 400 yards. Like I've been telling you guys when he was unemployed. Top 10 quarterback. Top 10 quarterback. Congratulations, Cam.
Jalen's takeaway is that Cam Newton is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. My takeaway, after everything I've seen from week one and week two, is this. As we head into week three, the huge matchup that we all circled on our calendars months ago between the Chiefs and the Ravens, that I have the Ravens heavily favored in this game. The Chiefs barely snuck past the Chargers and a rookie quarterback. And you're telling me that Lamar Jackson, the league MVP, and that Raiders defense and all the weapons they have on offense is not going to beat the Chiefs? I have the Raiders not just beating the Chiefs, but beating the Chiefs by 10 points on Monday night football. We will be back tomorrow on ESPN 2.
You are far.
On ESPN at 2. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is giving them podcast exclusive content. Jalen, what is the number that we need people to call? Leave voicemail.
985-80-JALEN. And we need to figure a way for our loyal listeners and supporters. I have some fat hoodies that I need to be giving away to the people.
Oh, we need to give Coach Watson some hoodies, Jay. He hit me up again.
Done and done.
He hit me done up and again. Done. He said Deborah needs her hoodies. He said done. Deborah needs her hoodies.
That's father figure right
bad.
There.
I don't want Coach Watson mad at me. I don't want Coach Watson mad at me. And I don't have the
legend.
Hoodie. You got to hook me up here.
Big how about the mushroom of Perry Watson happens around us and sometimes you don't realize it on the Phoenix Suns butt bench with Willie Green, played for him at UAD. University of Denver, Bakari Alexander on the same staff as Chauncey Billups' brother. Howard Eisley coaching at the University of Michigan. He also coached Juwan Howard in college. LaMelo Ball's manager is Jermaine Jackson, who also played for Coach Watson.
Wait, Jermaine Jackson is LaMelo Ball manager?
Yes.
Interesting.
Been for years.
I love LaMelo
That's
Ball
little bro.
So much. I love LaMelo That's Ball little so bro. Much. You know what? We're going to look back. You know, it's going to be like people that got picked before Doncic. You know what I mean? It's like no shots at Bagley, no shots at Ayton, but Doncic is a star. We just looked at the top players under 25, and Doncic is far and away number one. And I feel like the people that get drafted before LaMelo, and there's going to be two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five, and we're going to look back at them the same way that we look back at the people who got drafted before Doncic. Moving on to the voicemail. Don't forget, if you call 985-80-JALEN, we will play your voicemail on the show.
Jalen and Jacoby, one of my two favorite people on this planet. I don't know why you guys don't have a two-hour 3 hours, 4 hours, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not 8 hours, 8 hour TV show or something. But for you two, my question for you guys is, what do you guys do? What kind of activity do you guys do when you guys are stressed out? For me, I like to take a long, maybe like hour long drive and then clear my mind and then I feel like I'm back. But that's been killing my gas lately. In the traffic, I can't just sit in the car and like move 2 inches every 5 minutes. So I gotta find something else. What do you guys do? Both of you guys, how do you guys deal with the stress? What kind of activities do you guys do to get back to, you know, normalcy? Thanks for answering the question. Give the people what they want.
See, I love this caller's energy. You know, my favorite thing about, he started off by saying, Jalen Jacoby, one of my two favorite people. I don't even know what that means, but I love it so much. It might be medicinal, but who knows? But he needs some medicine for his mental health. And I'll answer his question by saying this is, I've tried to meditate, but I find that clearing my mind is extremely difficult for me, and I'm working on that. But two things I do sort of to take some me time and to clear my mind and sort of to get my mental health together during these difficult times is physical activities. Number one, I go for a jog. However, I don't listen to a podcast. I don't listen to music. I don't listen to anything. I leave the phone at home, just take my keys so I can get back in and go for like a nice 45-hour long jog and just enjoy the outdoors, the sun, and the visions and my thoughts. Another one is I do a yoga class. Yoga is great for me, my physical health and my mental health. I'm doing it outside now, socially distanced. And those are the two things that I do to sort of keep myself together and keep my mental health in place. Jalen, what do you do?
I don't know if it's cultural, but as a black guy, you can't be leaving nowhere without your license, your ID, or your phone. They all got to have that. Now, just don't have to have it on or be staring at it all of the time, for me, is a distinction. So I go large periods of the day where I'm not watching TV and I'm not on my phone. And it varies different parts of the day. And another thing that I like to do, I did it this morning. I'm going to start doing it more often. You know what I realized? That I like basketball. No, I love basketball. And I realized it so much that I was actually playing a little bit this morning.
Whoa, so whoa!
That's something happened? I'm going to start back doing. Because, Jacoby, over the last 8 months, while we're dealing with the pandemic and the coronavirus and everyone is clearly dealing with some social, emotional issues and people getting laid off and furloughed and, you know, just this administration has ran our country into the ground. I'm going to be frank. And during that period of time, this eight months, our family tragically lost three of our matriarchs. We lost my Uncle Paramore, who was my family's version of Muhammad Ali. We lost my brother Bill, who like was just my big brother, my father figure. And we lost my grandmother, Mary Bell Hicks. We're going to celebrate her life in a couple of weeks, 103 years old. And so during that period of time, I've had to do a lot of social and emotional searching, because as these powerful figures in my family aren't around anymore physically, what ends up happening is different relationships start to massage themselves while you try to make sure others still get their support. So my Aunt Barbara, she's going to need support. She lost her husband and she's been married to for decades and decades. My sister Pam, she's going to need support. She lost my brother. They've been married for an extremely long time. You know, my grandmother, Jacoby, I flew to Detroit Sunday. I was going to meet my nephew, Troy, who came in from Syracuse. He was coming in on Friday. My mother and sister got a chance to spend time with Grammy on Friday. Troy was coming in. We were going to go visit her on Sunday. I literally was getting on the plane, making flower arrangements, and taking everybody that worked at the hospital she was at food, because the last two or three weeks they needed to give her 24-hour care. So she needed to be in the facility in order to get that 24-hour care. And so we both land, and initially feeling like we were going to go visit my grandmother. Unfortunately, she died. And then it turned my attention to, wow, we're now here to support my mom, who just lost her mother. And so yesterday we was at the funeral home and making the arrangements and doing things like that. So as we all are going to deal with some turbulence during these pandemic times, I would say things that are fun to you as well. Basketball is fun to me. You mentioned walks. He mentioned drives. And soul searching for self is always the key. I take steam showers a couple a day, extra vapor rub in there. You know, I like to, you know, stretch a little bit when I'm in there. Other stress reliefs. Yeah, that's plenty. So we appreciate the love, and I agree with you. Our show does need to be longer, and hopefully it will be one day, as long as we keep getting the support from the people like you.
Hopefully one day it is. As always, our thoughts and prayers with you and your family, Mr. Rose, during these difficult times. And I also want to, not just to this one man who called in, but to everyone listening to the show, just look up the term cognitive rest. It's something I've dealt with as I've dealt with concussions. Look up the term cognitive rest, because that is something that we all need. I wish the show was longer too, Jalen, but we have one every day, and we will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. You got to give the people.